This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitman, PAC, fax 989-775-1640, and Dr. Mark Jones, Jones, fax 989-698-3034, regarding Sharon, middle initial K, and last name Kovacs, K-O-V-A-C-S, date of birth May 11th of 1945. Dear Ms. Geitman and Dr. Jones, this is a face-to-face consultation for Ms. Kovacs, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She had elevated creatinine levels starting in September of 2021, and the levels increased in February and to 1.5, and then when that was repeated in March, it was also 1.5. And it looks like upon review from 2020 through 2018, creatinine levels have ranged between 1.0 and 1.5 since August of 2018. With estimated GFR as high as 54, but as low as 34, also in 2020. The patient also had an episode of vomiting blood, not a very large amount, and that frightened her, so she did go to the emergency department in Mount Pleasant and was evaluated. She also had black stools at that time. She's had a long history of iron deficiency anemia and often receives IV iron infusions for malabsorption problems. She had her PPI had been stopped a month before the ER visit because her GERD symptoms had improved with lifestyle modifications. And the only anticoagulant she was using was a low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily at the time of the ER visit. All the bleeding has stopped, and the stools are now normal-colored, but she is going to have Dr. Smith perform EGD and colonoscopy for further evaluation. She is feeling better at this time. She does have essential tremors and did have a deep brain stimulator placed, and the battery is needing to be replaced soon. She has been doing well, and she's very happy with the surgical correction of the essential tremors. No current headaches or dizziness. She does ambulate with a cane for stability today. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No current nausea, vomiting. She does have dysphagia with large meats and generally cuts them up very small or actually just avoids most meats. She also has clear urine without cloudiness or blood, no history of kidney stones. She did have a urinary tract infection within the last year that was treated successfully with Cipro. She tries to stay very active, even though she is somewhat unsteady on feet and requires the cane for ambulation. She does help her daughter, who is a dog groomer, and she does the shampooing and hair drying for dogs in her daughter's business, and is able to do that without pain or difficulty. She did have over 100-pound weight loss following her Roux-en-Y bypass in 1984 and has gained a few pounds back. Now she's up to 236 pounds, but she has kept most of that off. And she has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and her Bumex was decreased from 2 milligram daily to a 1 milligram daily, and that seems to have helped the edema more than the 2 milligram dose did, in her opinion. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes for more than 20 years, gout, hypertension for many years, obesity, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, iron deficiency anemia, glaucoma, diverticulitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Surgical history, she had a tubal ligation in 1971, a hysterectomy in 1975, a lung biopsy which revealed histoplasmosis in 1984, and a Heroin Y bypass in 1984. 1996, she had a very large ankle cyst removed, the left lateral aspect of her ankle. 2006, she had L3 through 4 caged, and in 2000, she had surgery on lumbar spine L3 through 5 with cage placement. In 2006, she had lumbar fusion. 2008, she also had left ankle surgery. The joint was scraped and cleaned. And 2013, hernia repair. And then 2016, the deep brain stimulator was implanted. Social history, the patient is divorced. She lives alone. She has several adult children that live nearby and help. She quit smoking in 1980. She rarely consumes alcohol, and she does not use any illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes, hypertension, COPD, and her son died at age 82 of an enlarged heart. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to Keflex that causes hives. Medications, she's on allopurinol 100 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 30 milligram daily, Synthroid 75 microgram daily, Zocor 40 milligram at bedtime, Bumex is 1 milligram daily, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, propranolol 40 milligram twice a day for essential tremor, aspirin 325 milligram daily, Lantus insulin 15 units daily, turmeric 2 daily, vitamin D3 1,000 units daily, vitamin B complex daily, Zyrtec allergy 10 milligram daily. She does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 236 pounds, pulse 52, oxygen saturation 95%, blood pressure is 142 over 90, and left arm sitting, large adult cuff. She's alert and oriented, cheerful and cooperative. Pupils are equal and reactive to light and accommodation. Ears and tympanic membranes are clear. Pharynx is pink with clear drainage, no ulcerations or lesions. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no organomegaly, no masses, non-tender. Extremities, she has 2 to 3 plus edema from toes halfway up her calves. There's no ulcerations or lesions. Pedal pulses, 1 to 2 plus, dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 28th of 2022. Creatinine actually had improved from 1.5. Now it is 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37. Her sodium, 139. However, potassium is 5.5. Carbon dioxide, 28. Calcium, 9.4. Albumin, 4.3. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin was 10.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. 3-2-22 creatinine, 1.5. 2-4-22, 1.5 creatinine. 9-13-2021 creatinine, 1.4. 8-25-2020 creatinine is 1.3. 2-26-2020, 1.2 creatinine. At February 19th of 2020, creatinine 1.5. 11-4-19 creatinine 1.3. 8-23-19 creatinine 1.0. 2-26-19 creatinine 1.2. And 8-15-18 creatinine is 1.1. In August 26, 2021, microalbumin to creatinine ratio in urine is normal at 9. And actually, that has never been elevated back to 2018. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension, as well as diabetes. We would like to hit, and also hyperkalemia, mild. We want to have the patient continue having lab studies done for us every 3 months. She also should follow a low potassium diet, and that diet sheet was provided and reviewed. She was encouraged to purchase a blood pressure machine to check her blood pressure at home, and the goal would be 130 to 140 over 80 range. We are going to schedule her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan at the health park in Mount Pleasant. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.